FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A learner has been rushed to hospital after he was allegedly stabbed and robbed while walking home from school in Phoenix, north of Durban. Authorities say the 17-year-old had just finished writing exams and was stabbed near Gandhi Park a short while ago. It's understood that his school bag and cell phone were taken. Paramedics from Reaction Unit South Africa attended to that scene. Rusa's Prem Balram says he managed to walk to the Phoenix Highway where he collapsed.
Reaction Unit South Africa received a call for assistance from a member of a public who found a child lying on the roadside and bleeding profusely. When medics got to the scene, they stabilized the child and expedited him to hospital. The child is a grade 10 pupil at a local high school.
At the same time in Gauteng, the education department has announced that a grade 11 pupil has been stabbed and killed outside a high school in Pretoria East. It's understood that another student who was absent arrived at the school yesterday as learners were boarding scholar transport and stabbed the child. Gauteng education spokesperson Steve Mabona says he died on arrival at hospital.
The department has already dispatched the psycho support team to the school to provide the necessary support. No child should ever lose their life in the pursuit of education.
And the NPA has admitted that the acquittal of Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso has been a serious setback for their fight against gender-based violence. Omotoso was acquitted on 32 charges, including rape and human trafficking. Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts asked NPA head Shamila Batoy about the removal of the first prosecuting team in the Omotoso case.
So with regard to that aspect, which is the new team, immediately after that, I appointed a team of very experienced prosecutors from outside of the Eastern Cape to look into the transcript of that matter.
Back home in KZN, Premier Tami Ntuli says various political parties within KZN's government of provincial unity have had to put their differences aside while working towards the needs of citizens. The GPU marks its first anniversary in office today. The coalition, made up of the IFP, ANC, DA and NFP, was formed after there was no majority winner in last year's general elections. The MK party, which snatched a lot of the votes, now stands as the official opposition in the province. And Ntuli's spokesperson, Lindelani Mbata, says the past year has brought many challenges.
This moment calls on all parties to lead beyond factionalism, to govern beyond narrow interest, and to deliver for all citizens, regardless of how they voted or where they live. Ntuli recognizes that the past year required a new kind of leadership, one that listens more deeply, collaborates more sincerely, and governs more inclusively.
And in the UK, someone's died from rabies in Yorkshire after coming into contact with a stray dog while on holiday in Morocco. The UK Health Security Agency says close contacts are currently being assessed and offered a vaccine if necessary. Your top story this hour. A learner has been rushed to hospital after he was allegedly stabbed and robbed while walking home from school in Phoenix, north of Durban. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas have returned to a hero's welcome at OR Tambo International Airport after their World Test Championship triumph. Manchester United to host Arsenal in the opening round of the new Premier League season. And Carlos Alcaraz wins his first match on grass as he prepares to defend his Wimbledon crown for a second time.